reflection on town and country in two poems, one by John Clare, I Found a Ball of Grass, and T.S. Eliot's Morning at the Window. That's at the same time tomorrow night, 10:45, here on BBC Radio 3. And we're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio, and you'll also find us in high definition online. Well, the time is now 11 o'clock and it's time for the first of this week's editions of Late Junction, which are presented all this week by Fiona Talkington.
Isn't that just so beautiful? Solveig's song from Grieg's Music for Peer Gynt, played by Nils Erklund. And Nils, by the way, is at King's Place with the London Sinfonietta this coming Thursday. That CD, Lucerne, it's called, is rapidly becoming one of my favourite CDs. Gorgeous tunes played by Nils along with Sibjørn Appeland. But this one is also immediately up there in my favourites too. It's the new CD from David Sylvian called Dyed in the Wool. The music's described as variations on David's 2009 release, Menaphon, and it includes collaborations with the composer Dai Fujikura, whose beautiful string arrangements are a hugely important part of the album, along with producers and co-directors of the Punkt Festival, Jan Bang and Eric Honoré. And there's an impressive list of collaborators, John Tilbury, Christian Fennes, Arve Henriksen, Helga Steen, Evan Parker, Otomo Yoshida, among others. It's really hard to single out tracks to play you. I've chosen I Should Not Dare, setting words by Emily Dickinson. Evan Parker and Christian Fennis are part of the palette here. Samples from Ståle Sturluken.
Shouldn't I dare to leave my friend? Because if he should die while I was gone and die too late, should reach the heart that wanted me. If I should disappoint the eyes that hunted so to see, and could not bear to shut until they noticed me. If I should stab the patient faith, so sure I'd come, so sure I'd come. And listening, went to sleep, telling my tardy name. My heart would wish it broke before, since breaking then. Useless as next morning sun, where midnight frosts had lain.
Hardly want to even speak after that. That's from the new CD by David Sylvian, a track called I Should Not Dare, setting words by Emily Dickinson. More from that later on tonight. Among other new releases on Late Junction this week, I'll be playing music by Meredith Monk, Marilyn Mazur, and Nico Muley. And this is from a new album by the brilliantly inventive trio called Splash Girl. It's not actually out until later on this summer, but they're playing a preview concert at Pizza Express in London on the 8th of June, hosted by our very own Nick Luscombe. The Splash Girl trio is joined on this track by Juheni Silvela on guitar, Eric Johannesson of Jager Jazzist fame on trombone, and Martin Taxt on tuba. Thank you.
Thank you.
Splash Girl with a number called Concerning This Square, and that comes from their new CD, Pressure. Guests on that track, Juhani Silvola, Eric Johannesson and Martin Taxt. And hope to see you if you're in London on the 8th of June when they're playing at Pizza Express, hosted by Nick Luscombe. I'm Fiona Talkington. This is Late Junction here on Radio 3.
This is Simura Keke, Waka Emole.
Dr. Victor Olaya, who's apparently still going strong at the age of 80. That was Iluleo, recorded in Nigeria 25 years ago. The story behind Meredith Monk's new CD, which is called Songs of Ascension, begins with her encounter with a poet and Zen Buddhist priest who mentioned the Song of Ascents, a title given to 15 psalms sung on pilgrimages to Jerusalem. Monk was then quite serendipitously invited to perform in an 8-story tower in California, shaped like a double helix. The only instruments that could be used were ones that could be carried easily up the spiral stairs. So she uses a mixture of strings and percussion and voices and the drone of the Shruti box. This is the closing movement and it's called Ascent.
Oh,
Celestine Okwu and his Philosophers National, recorded in 1974 in Nigeria. Celestine was tragically killed in a road accident a few years later, still in his 30s. And that track followed a new release from Meredith Monk, which is called Songs of Ascension. The singer Mary Hampton is about to begin a tour of Secret Gardens and Magical Follies, beginning in Exeter this Thursday. There are some wonderful locations on the tour, including Queen Anne's Summer House near Biggleswade and Blaise Castle near Bristol. Here's a track from an album Mary's going to release later on in the year. It's called Hoax and Benison.
The old folks cut their toenails by the light of a cartoon. It's the story of a man who sticks a flag into the moon. When some of them start howling and are marched out of the room, oh, history, what you feel like in the morning. The Pope is in the ballroom, inside the skirts of a realm, between her mighty pillars, looking up into the dome. Outside, the dance is starting. He is standing there alone. Oh, history's what you feel like in the
Eamon Tobin and a track called Night Swim from his new CD called Isam. And Eamon's at the Roundhouse in London on the 17th of June. Just before, a little taste of Tobias Stürmer's music made using his father's porcelain creations, and Mary Hampton first of all there. Hoax and Benison was the title of her track. And you'll find details of her Follies and Gardens tour on the Sound UK website. Eamon Tobin, by the way, was actually born in Brazil, and it's Brazil which inspires the next 20 minutes or so here on Late Junction. Egberto Gismonti and Naná Vasconcelos, and part one of their atmospheric Dança das Cabeças from 1976.
Thank you.
Egberto Gismonti and Nana Vasconcelos, part one of Danza das Cabezas from 1976. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3, and if you'd like to get in touch, the email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Now, some more from the new CD by David Sylvian, which is called Dyed in the Wool. It is, he says, variations on his previous album, Menaphon. The very first thing that struck me listening to it was the beautiful string arrangements of Dai Fujikura throughout. Dyed in the Wool opens with this haunting version of one of the tracks from Menaphon, Small Metal Gods.
It's the farthest place I've ever been. It's a new frontier for me. And you balance things like you wouldn't believe, when you should just let things be. Yes, you juggle things, 'cause you can't lose sight of the wretched storyline. It's the narrative that must go on until the end of time. And you're guilty of some self-neglect, and the mind unravels for days I've told you once, yes, a thousand times, I'm better off this way. Better off this way. Where's my queen of hearts, my royal flush? I have cleaned and scrubbed her deck. My suicide, my better days. There's nothing I regret. I've placed the gods in a Ziploc bag. I've put them in a drawer. They've refused my prayers for the umpteenth time, so I'm evening up the score. Small metal gods from a casting line, from a factory in Mumbai. Some manual laborers, bread and butter, and a single-minded lie. Small metal gods, cheap souvenirs, you've abandoned me for sure. I'm dumping you my childish things. I'm evening up the score.
David Sylvian and a new version of Small Metal Gods from his new CD called Dyed in the Wool. And I think I've mentioned to you before that David's going to be curating at the Punkt Festival in Kristiansand this September. At the Bath Festival this coming Saturday night, the violinist Alina Ibrahimova performs Bach in the Assembly Rooms in Bath. Here she is now with a chaconne from Bach's Partita No. 2, a theme and 64 variations, exploring the violin at its most dazzling and most expressive.
Thank you. Thank you.
Alina Ibrahimova and the Chaconne from Bach's Partita No. 2. Alina's at the Bath Festival this coming Saturday night in the Assembly Rooms in Bath. Now, here's some dance music from 16th century Florence.
Thank you.
Philip Pickett and the New London Consort, dance music from 16th century Florence. Next, tonight on Late Junction, we're in the tiny mountain village, well, hamlet really, of Premaniga in Italy, right up in the mountains near Lake Como in northern Italy, only reachable on foot. Some recordings made at the local Past Festival in 2007, past being a local dialect word for food or feasting, plenty of eating and drinking going on. And this particular year, it was also the 50th anniversary of local choir Coronives.
Solo un movimento per la carne, ma dopo c'è la minestra da mescolare, però è un altro discorso.
Oh.
festival time around the mountain village of Premaniga in northern Italy in 2007. Local choir, Coro Nives, as well as traditional tir music fortified by wine and recorded by Michael Rossi and his team, who of course were fortified by the music. I'm going to end tonight with some more music by Tobias Stürmer, whose inspiration and sound source is his father Walter's ceramic creations called Porcelain Music. And I hope you can join me again for Late Junction tomorrow night, the usual time of 11 o'clock.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. The World Orchestra for Peace now at the 2010 BBC Proms under Valery Gergiev. The orchestra itself was Sir George Scholti's idea, made up of top musicians from over 40 orchestras around the world. And Scholti recognised Gergiev as his natural successor when they met in 1995, both of them musical workaholics. And Gergiev and orchestra here in a symphony by another of music's workaholics, Gustav Mahler. It's Mahler's fourth symphony, soprano Camilla Tilling joining them for the finale's Child's Vision of Heaven. And the symphony itself was actually evolved backwards from that finale. The Sublime Adagio, which comes before it, Mahler said, was inspired by a church sepulchre with the reclining stone figures of the dead, their arms closed in eternal peace. This first movement seems to suggest some kind of winter journey